This goes to Dr. Prakash, Prakash, Sarvapalli, Sarvepalli, fax 866-419-3504. Regarding Karen, it's Karen Reinhardt, R-E-I-N, like November, H-A-R-D-T. Date of birth, January 24th, 1957. Dear Dr. Sarvapalli, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Ms. Reinhardt with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, recurrent UTIs, bilaterally small kidneys. Her last visit was April 24th of this year. She did have severe diarrhea, which required a hospital admission in May of this year. When she got to the ER, her creatinine was as high as 3.7, but she improved with IV hydration and correction of the diarrhea. And when the creatinine was rechecked on June 14th, it was down to 1.7. However, still higher than her levels had been since 2019. 0.9 to 1.1 were the usual levels over the last 3 years. And since that episode in hospitalizations, the creatinine levels have not completely returned to the lower baseline value. She is feeling better, but she does continue to have intermittent problems with diarrhea. And she does use Imodium, but generally has to take 3 or 4 of them in order to have the diarrhea controlled and stopped. And she just recently finished Keflex, 500 milligram 3 times a day for 7 days for another urinary tract infection, which she does get very routinely. And we will check another urinalysis and clean catch specimen to make sure that is completely resolved. She is feeling better today, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no current diarrhea, no visible blood or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Her weight is down 3 pounds since her last visit 6 months ago. Urine is currently clear. She does not believe there's blood. Does not appear cloudiness, does not have a strong odor currently. No edema, and no unusual rashes or lesions. Medication list is reviewed. Lasix was decreased from 40 milligram daily to 20 milligram daily, and that is working well, although she wasn't limiting fluid, and now she understands we'd like her to limit fluids to 64 ounces in 24 hours or less. With medications, I also wanted to highlight iron. She takes 325 milligram every other day. Trilogy, Ellipta inhaler for lung disease. And gabapentin is 300 milligram twice a day, in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, weight 220 pounds. Pulse is 82. Oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 70. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension or lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no CVA tenderness, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done October 9th, 2023. Creatinine is 1.7. Estimated GFR is 33. Previous two levels are 1.61 and 1.7. Albumin 4.7. Calcium is 9.4. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 4.2. Hemoglobin is 13.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with periodic exacerbations and decreases in renal function when she has UTIs and also with severe diarrhea. 2, hypertension, that's currently well controlled. 3, small kidneys, 4 recurrent UTIs. We will ask her to continue to check labs every 1 to 3 months. We are going to repeat a urine, a UA CNS, clean catch midstream, to be sure that the UTI is cleared up. She should follow a fluid restriction of 64 ounces in 24 hours and continue the current dose of Lasix, 20 milligram a day. We prefer not to increase that with the decreased renal function since May of this year. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.